Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Influential Assistant Podcast. My name is Anna Beam, and my target for our time together is to spend around 15 minutes sharing some really practical tips for surviving as an admin, especially in a small business, and send you off into your day feeling encouraged, refreshed, and knowing you're not alone. So on today's episode, as we get to know one another, I wanted to share a brief history of my journey as an assistant and give you a preview of some of the topics we'll be covering in upcoming episodes. First of all, thank you for joining me. If you're listening to this, then you should know that I'm deeply humbled to even have you here today on this platform, and I'm honored that you would share a part of your day with me. I was actually inspired to give this a go by the lovely Henrietta Barker over at the Assistants Together podcast, and I will put a link to her Instagram and the podcast in the show notes. Her podcast has been an incredible resource for me, and I know so many other assistants, and if you find yourself with only time for one podcast in your life, you should check her out for sure, because she's just so gracious and lovely and told me that I should at least give this a shot. So here we go. So I am here and I'm hoping to just share some encouragement with you. Now, I don't know a single person who went to school to study how to be an assistant. I know that at least in the US, there's definitely not much educational resources out there, I think, for this industry. And everyone that I know has somehow just found themselves in this industry. And my story is no different. I actually studied psychology in college and thought I'd go on to be a professional counselor and help people solve their deep-seated problems. But after I graduated, I found myself in full-time ministry with a large church serving in their care ministry. And so we would meet with people who came to the church and needed to schedule some time with someone to share their problems and just get some biblical advice. And honestly, that was a huge honor to be a part of that. But it was at that church that I first saw executive assistants in action. They were keeping things moving. They were scheduling a million moving pieces and always being at the ready if their executive needed anything. And I wanted in. All my efforts to care and serve for others all of a sudden could actually be directed into serving one or two specific people. And gosh, that just sounded so nice. So eventually a leader in the church moved into a role where he needed an assistant. And he said, "Hey, I know you're interested in trying this out and I think you'd be great at it. Do you want to give this a shot?" And the rest is kind of history. He and I worked really, really well together, and he was very gracious with me while I learned the ropes of how to schedule things and how to manage someone else's inbox. And if you are early on in your assisting career, I would still consider myself early on in my career, but please know that every learning curve is normal and it's okay. It's okay to have a rough day. But anyway, after a couple of years, I worked to move in a digital marketing agency, and I've been serving my current executive there for almost 6 years now. And I would not be here if that first leader hadn't taken a chance on me, believed I could do the job, and gave me the platform to try. And I'm sure that as you look back in your story and your assisting journey, that there are those people who along the way have trusted you, who have given you a chance to try something new. So let's just all be really grateful for the people who believed in us along the way. So I do not claim to be an expert on every nuance of being an executive assistant. I do know what's helped me, and if it can help you too, then I'm totally here to share what I can. And as I launch this podcast, here are a few of the topics that we'll be covering in the coming weeks: training a new executive, building relational equity, giving and receiving feedback, and negotiating your hours and pay. And there are many other topics that I have lined up as well, but I would also love if you would let me know if there's any burning questions that you might have. My current company has been around for over 12 years, but we are a lean, mean team of 10, and we've always been a small team. And so it's not like I'm working at some major corporation. I've never served an executive at some Forbes 500 company, But I have been able to network with a lot of different executive assistants and learn from other executive assistants. And I'm still learning from other assistants. But I've just through the years had a really hard time finding other EAs at companies of a similar size. And so if you are out there and you are doing your best to serve a small team, whether that's a team of 5 people, or if that's a team of 100 people, there are just some challenges that we small scrappy teams come up against, especially when you are the assistant at a small team, because you're most likely the only administrative professional in your team. And as much as you might have the loveliest coworkers and the most supportive leaders, there's just some things that are hard to articulate because they're just not in your shoes every day. So if nothing else, hopefully you can come here and breathe for a moment and know that you're not alone, because I totally get it. And I'm excited to connect with other executive assistants from similarly sized business, and hopefully hear from you as to some challenges that you're facing and be able to roll out some topics for those of us in this space. So if you have questions or if you have suggestions for things to cover, you can connect with me via email at annabeam.ea@gmail.com. Again, that's annabeam as in mountain .ea@gmail.com. And then I'm also on Instagram, either through my podcast Instagram, The Influential Assistant, or over at my professional page, which is annabeam.ea. Both of those are on Instagram. So I would love to connect with you there and hear more about what challenges you're facing and what you'd like to hear about. So I'm very excited to be on this journey with you. I look forward to spending more time with you again on future episodes. Before I depart for this first episode, I do want to just give a nod to some resources that have been incredibly helpful to me. So if you are excited to see where this goes, but you also want to learn more, again, I would encourage you strongly to check out Henrietta Barker's podcast, Assistance Together. I would also encourage you to look into joining some Slack networks. I will post a link to some Slack networks that have really helped me in the show notes. And then I would also encourage you to look into joining The Officials. Lauren Bradley over at The Officials has been a huge encouragement to me and a large reason why I've been able to connect with the assistants that I've been able to connect with. So if you are looking for a fantastic and affordable professional development resource, I would highly recommend looking into joining The Officials. And I'll probably promote those resources every episode because they're just so fantastic and have changed a lot as far as me feeling like I had some allies in this journey. So thanks so much for being with me. And I look forward to diving into some more meaty topics with you next time. Thanks so much. Thanks again for listening to the Influential Assistant Podcast. Please follow us on Instagram @TheInfluentialAssistant and leave us a review on your favorite listening platform. Thanks!